What is up, everybody? Thank you for tuning in to the Ramblin' Matt Remich podcast. We're live on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch. No one's watching on Twitch, but here we are anyways. But I got Alex Stroff going to join me. We're going to talk to football. But first, you got to watch his intro. You got to listen to it.
You're listening to the Ramblin' Matt Remich podcast.
Let's go!
Yo, that intro, bro. Let me bring in Alex. I don't know. How do I end this? Okay, here we go. No. Hang on. Okay. No, there we go. No, yeah, we got it now.
Hold on. All right.
So I got Alex. This game was this game is not what I thought it was going to be. I talked a lot of shit. Alex, all right.
Yeah, that'll happen Vikings week, won't it?
Yeah, like I talked, like, because that's what I do. People been messaging me, even Packer fans, like, you shouldn't have talked all that shit. The funny thing to me is that people are like, you shouldn't have talked all that shit. Now we lost. Like, dude, I didn't do it. Yeah. How come I don't get no credit for the win? When Aaron Rodgers throws 4 touchdowns and I talk shit the whole week, no one says, hey, thanks for talking shit. You made Aaron Rodgers throw 4 touchdowns.
Hold on a minute. Wait. Are you trying to take credit for when they win?
No, I'm not.
Is that what you're doing right now?
I don't affect the game. That's what I'm saying. So when they win, yeah. I don't get credit because why would I? I do nothing. Right.
But when they lose.
I do nothing. I had McDonald's breakfast while they were pregame, while they were getting ready for the game. You know what I mean? I was putting down soft egg and cheese McMuffin, right?
Okay, good.
So, but when they lose, they'll be like, oh, well, you shouldn't talk shit. I'm like, well, yeah. I don't affect the game, though. And I'm going to talk shit this week, too, by the way. So this is just so everyone knows.
Be careful.
I'm probably going to tame it down a little bit.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe a good idea. Especially on a short week. I mean, this is interesting.
I'm still going to do, because, like, dude, I'm just having fun. I'm just a Packer fan. But but we got Alex Stroven here. All right. Green game day Wisconsin zone. Let's check out some of these comments. But so what was your thoughts on the game? Because like I'll say my thoughts, but I'll let you go first since you're the man.
Well, I appreciate you calling me the man. I think you the man now is what they say, isn't it? So my overall thoughts, Matt, I have a few of them, so give me a minute if you don't mind. Look, and I'm already seeing it in your live chat here. The run stop was pathetic. I did my post game show, which we've mentioned has a call in feature. So people from all over the U.S. call in with their frustrations, especially after a loss. And the first 4 calls I took were all about Mike Pettine and negative stuff about Mike Pettine. And, you know, it's proven that he hasn't learned anything this year, right, from his previous mistakes. We saw burn downs early in that nice stretch where they were undefeated and winning games by big margins. But we kept seeing in the fourth quarter that they would just kind of go into cruise mode and know that they're safe. But when the offense doesn't provide that cushion, Mike Pettine's defense self-destructs, essentially. And we saw what Dalvin Cook was able to do today. What was it, 220-something yards overall and those 4 touchdowns? I mean, that's not good, especially when you're the defense playing against him. So overall, the defensive side of things were bad. Like really bad. There was a crucial 3rd down, which ended up being an offensive holding call, and they would eventually punt the ball to the Green Bay, and that kept them alive. But Mike Pettine sent a 3-man rush, and not to get 2 X's and O's on you, Maddie, but he sent a 3-man rush on a crucial, you know, game deciding almost 3rd down when they were down by 2 touchdowns. And luckily they got bailed out by an offensive holding call, but that's not smart. Like, do you think Kirk Cousins is going to burn you? I know some of your defensive backs are injured, but it's Kirk Cousins. He leads the league in interceptions, doesn't he? So overall, man, it was a bad showing defensively, offensively. And I know some people are touchy on the wide receiver topic, but I don't think Equanimeous St. Brown, you know, MVS and Malik Taylor are going to cut it as your number 2 option. I mean, we'll see when Lazard gets back, and obviously the trade deadline Tuesday. And there's been those discussions surrounding Houston's Will Fuller. We'll see if they make a move, but I think what today showed was that they probably should and give Aaron Rodgers a little bit more cushion. And I know they were without David Bakhtiari and Aaron Jones. I get that, but I still think you need one solid wide receiver to make you know, make that leap. I think what we learned from Green Bay today was they're not the contender we thought they were to start the year. They're still obviously in the conversation. 5-2 is fine, but this is a bad loss. The worst loss, I'd say, in Matt LaFleur's tenure in Green Bay. So overall, it was bad, Matt. And we'll see. I mean, short week and a tough opponent. You go to San Francisco. We know what happened in San Francisco both times the Packers played there last year. This is a tough week.
Dude, it is tough. First of all, like, with St. Brown, like, I know a lot of people were excited to have him back. I don't like to, like, down players, but I was never really excited about St. Brown. I know Rodgers spoke highly of him. And
I spoke highly of him.
I think Rodgers' opinion on a receiver is probably a little bit more important than mine.
Yes, but, like, and mine. Probably combined, even. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Combined with everyone who's listening, too. But, dude, I don't know. That drop he had was huge. Like, I've never been a huge, like, he's like Lazard. I was huge on, like, even before he popped, I was like, this is my guy. But, like, I have no, like when I root for a guy, there's no, like, expertise involved. I'm like, I like that guy. Right. Why? I don't know. He looks cool.
He looks sweet.
He can catch. You know, I don't know. But, like, yeah, they definitely need to do something. But, like, on the defense side, I think is more important is that the defense side is, they just can't stop the run. The Vikings have one player on that team that scares you. And that one player, if a team has one player that scares you, that one player should be the focal point. There should have been like everyone in the box.
Yeah.
Like, bring in all the corners. You ever, like, be playing Little League Baseball and you got the worst batter up?
You got to bring in the outfield.
And then they always say, hey, move up. Move up. That's what they got to do. Like, when they're trying to stop the run, dude, Kirk Cousins isn't scared. No, like, obviously they got to have some corners out there, yeah. but like, dude, Kirk Cousins isn't scared. No, how do you let this happen? Like, to me, like, Patton, like, I don't know. I'm never like a fire the defensive coordinator type of guy. I'm still not, because I don't think firing anyone during the season is a good, like, who do they got? I don't know who they put in and all that things, but, like, he's got to do better, dude. And, like, dude, I try to be the most optimistic person in the world, and people always tell me, like, you're a cheerleader. Why can't you just say, like, dude, but today's game was horrible. Like, I was watching this. I was cussing. My kid left the room. He was like, I don't want to hear this. I'm cussing on my TV. But I'm still optimistic. I think that they got something, but, like, dude, they have to beat the Niners. I actually have a banner for that. Look at this. Let me put that up. Uh-oh, hang on. Oh, it's gone.
The technical quality here is just,
I don't want to waste too much time.
Wow, I'm blown
No,
away.
But, dude, the Packers have to beat the Niners. So, well, do you think the Packers can beat the Niners?
I think they can. Right now on Sunday, and, you know, I'll probably have a little bit more, a little bit more optimism, if you will, maybe on Tuesday or Wednesday. But right now, I don't think they will. I think... You obviously have to take into equation, you know, the pieces that have been eliminated from San Francisco just due to injury. And, you know, as has been the recurring theme kind of all year long, they've gotten the injury bug worse than any other team in football. And you know, they're the reigning NFC champions. So the record doesn't really indicate how good they are. They're still a very good football team. And they're starting to play like the football team they were playing like a year ago. So I think San Francisco is really tough, and this is another true test for Green Bay. And, you know, we said that about Tampa Bay. Now you have another loss where you got punched in the face by a divisional rival who had one win previously. It's tough, Matt. I mean, this is all no good. And I'm not feeling too confident about, I'm not feeling confident about the Packers turning around on a short week and going to a place they just have had no recent success. And I think they can win, but a lot of things need to go right for them, and quite a few things are going to need to go wrong for San Fran.
Okay, so, like, this comment, I'm going to read this because I'm going to have this in my podcast, but Aaron Rodgers couldn't pick apart a team with the fourth and fifth string DBs. Like, I don't know who they had. They were short. I mean,
why are you even acknowledging this?
No, but I want to ask you that. Like, how – because – their cornerbacks were, like, he's a hater. Like, he's a Vikings fan. All right.
Right, I know. So
he trolls me all day, every day. No, yeah. But like, how concerning is that they were so depleted? And I think the offense wasn't really the issue. I think if the defense stopped the run a little bit, like, it would have been fine, like, at the end of the game. Like, people were saying, though, that, like, the Packers just gave up. They're like, oh, whenever they have a – whenever they're losing, they just give – they didn't give up. Like, they were fighting till the end. Like, they had a chance at the end to do something, but, like, it just didn't happen. But, like – but it was the Vikings. Like, dude, I have no respect for the Vikings. Like, I think that they're a very – just they're just a shitty team. Like, the Vikings are shit. So, like, dude, that's what this game is like. It's a little bit concerning. I'm optimistic, and I'll be more optimistic tomorrow. But, like, today, like, watching that game, like, even the offense, like, I don't know. Like,
you can't feel good. I mean, so here's the theory, right?
All right.
So they rested Kevin King, Aaron Jones, David Bakhtiari. All of them sat today. So the hope as a fan, right, is that all three of them are good to go on Thursday. If that's the case, then, you know, we'll be sitting pretty. But I mean, right now, it's I'm still not confident. I don't know if I'll be confident on Thursday. I think, you know, maybe we're back to earth and this team's 5-3 and we're having a lot different conversations than we were after they beat Houston last week. So it's a time will tell thing. We'll see on Thursday. You know, if they win that game, we're going to be feeling a lot more confident than we are right now about it, but about where they sit in the NFC. But, you know, a repeating theme this year again is that the defense has made no adjustments and they couldn't again today. You know, I mean, they slowed down Cook a little bit, I guess, towards the end of the game, but they were getting pushed around by a team not that great offensively, right? I mean, that was the Vikings' biggest. I mean, they only have two wins, but their biggest win of the year nonetheless. And it's a game they had no reason winning. You know, they shouldn't have won that game, and they just played better than the Packers, plain and simple. So it's concerning where they're at, because, you know, we valued Green Bay as a contender. We valued Green Bay as maybe the Super Bowl favorite a few weeks back. And now, you know, this is a back to earth, you know, light a fire under some asses moment where, you know how they rattled off five straight wins after they lost to San Francisco last year after the bye. This is kind of that defining period as well. You know, football teams are really defined in November. The month of November is obviously not as important as December, but it's the second most important month in the regular season. And to do well in November makes your chances of, you know, making the playoffs a lot better come December. So if you start off the month with a big loss like this, and then you rattle off another one, you know, against San Francisco, you've only got three games left in the month of November. So the Packers need this win. Both to keep pace in the division, but just overall, you know, they want to win this division. They want the one seed. They want to be the best team in the NFC. So this is a huge, huge game on Thursday.
So what do you think, like, here, this comment says, I say Lazard plays Thursday and Jones is out. I am assuming they met. What about you guys? Like, so, like, have you heard anything? Like, you got any scoop? Like, is Lazard going to play? Like, I don't know where he's at. I know he's practicing a little bit. I assume Jones is going to play. Because he was making it seem like it wasn't that bad of an injury, but I assume that they want to be cautious.
I'm thinking Jones is going to be in on Thursday. I don't know how huge his workload will be. Jamal Williams has been productive.
I'm not worried about, like, Jamal. Like, people talk about, like, Jones being out, but, like, I love Jamal Williams. I think that he's
your offense is just plain and simple more versatile when both of them are options.
Yeah,
right?
So more options.
You want both of them on the field, and I think that will be the case. But I think it will not be as heavy of a normal Aaron Jones load, just because they're going to try to ease him back into things. So expect another, you know, bigger week. Maybe not as big as the last two, but another bigger week from Jamal Williams, at least workload wise. Maybe not production wise, but we'll see. And yeah, so I think Aaron Jones plays. Bakhtiari, we hope he plays, and same with Kevin King. I don't know a whole lot. And Lazard, I believe, he can come back as soon as this week. If I'm not mistaken, he might have one more week. I haven't even looked at his injury report in a minute. So that one, he might have better knowledge than me. But we'll see. I think the Jones and Bakhtiari ones specifically were, let's hold them out for this one and get them back Thursday.
Yeah, I just noticed my headphones ain't plugged in.
There was feedback to, like, the first 2 minutes, and then it was just gone, so it's okay.
No, but I'm good. But no, but, like, yeah, I'm all, like, clustered now because I just realized, like, I'm wearing headphones, but the audio is coming off the laptop. I don't know if that's echoing for anyone. But but yeah, dude, so do you have the schedule in front of you? Like, who do they got after the Niners?
So Niners on Thursday, then obviously a 10-day break until the following Sunday, which is November 15th. They host Jacksonville. Next Sunday, they go to Indianapolis, and then the following Sunday, to end up the month of November, they're home, as of now, Sunday night against Chicago.
So, like, let me just plug this in real quick.
They should win Jacksonville. They should win Indianapolis. Well, Indy's decent, and Chicago's a toss-up after what we saw today. So there's really only one gimme game there, but didn't today feel like one of those gimme games? So I don't know where the Packers are at, Matt. This was a concerning loss.
Yeah, I think it's a very concerning loss because, like, I tweeted, like, the Packers are going to win by 30. And nice. I fully believe that. I did.
That aged well.
No, it did not. And people on Twitter have been telling me how well it aged. But, but like, dude, I'm always confident. Like, I'm confident. I wouldn't say I'm confident next week, but I think the Packers can beat the Niners. I think they're going to be hungry after coming off a loss, especially. Like, but sometimes being hungry isn't enough. Like, if you can't stop the run, because that's the formula to beat the Packers, is to not throw a ton, because our corners are good. Like, people ain't throwing on Alexander out, like, on the regular.
Not often.
Yeah.
Not often.
So, like, the formula, if you want to beat the Packers, like, back in the day with Brady, if you want to beat the Patriots, get pressure up the middle, get in his face and all those things. With the Packers, it's just run the ball and control the clock. The Packers haven't controlled the clock a lot this season. But when you can control the clock against the Packers and run the ball, not throw it a lot, keep Rodgers on the sideline, like, the Packers, they struggle right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it, man. It's It has been concerning. I mean, obviously, we knew maybe that they lacked some talent up front, defensively. But I didn't think it was this bad. And Kenny Clark's been fine, but not everything we paid him to be. And same with, Lancaster and Kingsley Kiki and whoever else is on that defensive line these days. It's bad. And it's been a continuous theme since, Dom Capers and even, before the Packers have always had a really, at least solid offense and, a less than competent defense, especially in Aaron Rodgers' era. It's just, it was depressing to watch today, man.
So, like, I seen a few plays. I saw screenshots and I saw it as the game was going on, but Preston Smith was playing corner. So, like,
yeah.
Like, what is going on there? First of all, I love Preston Smith, but, like, he's not a cornerback. Like,
yeah.
To me, there's never a situation when you want linebackers. Obviously, I'm not breaking any news here that anyone who watched football for about 26 minutes doesn't know. You don't want your linebackers covering cornerbacks. So, like, and I get it in certain situations, game plan, right. That'll happen.
It's not as big as a deal. I mean, he's got to drop into coverage sometimes. He's been doing it a little bit this year. He's not your top option for that, I'd assume, but
yeah.
I mean, me and you aren't going to get hired as the next D coordinator. We don't have the answers. No, dude, I mean, let's not pretend like we do. It's just still frustrating. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't, first of all, I know like less than the average, less person that knows, like, but whenever I see like a linebacker, like I get it on tight ends and all this, but when you got him like out in space, like on a wide receiver, I don't know. I don't like it. But let's take
some Matt, questions. Thank you.
Anyone have any good questions? And then let's talk about something good. Okay, what's your positive? Is there any positives about this game that like made you?
Yeah, there's one. There's one singular positive of this game.
What's that?
It's number 17. It's and number 12 too. I guess the number 12 to number 17 connection is the one good thing from this game. I mean, those two are just ridiculous together. And Devontae had another really good, especially first half, but another really good game overall. I mean, 7 catches for 53 yards and 3 touchdowns. Not sure if you've ever done that in an NFL game, because I sure as hell haven't. So pretty good day for Devontae Adams. And those two are smooth together. He had the most catches, 7 of Rodgers' 27 completions. He was targeted the most 12 times of his 41 attempts. They're good together, but it's just not enough. It's just not enough.
Well, Jay's had a really good game today. Someone mentioned here.
Yeah, he came through. That's true as well.
And he had he was wide open another time, and Rodgers missed him. But
it's nice to see that he's starting to live up to some of the hype there was all summer. Right, I was starting to get down on Sternberger the first 5-6 weeks because he wasn't producing, and I think he was hurt at one point early in the season, if I'm not mistaken. So. He was slow to get going this year, but the last 2 weeks he's shown up. I think he had a touchdown last week, and then, as you mentioned, like over 40 yards today. So I do like I do like where Sternberger's heading. He's starting to make that progression that we had all hoped.
Yeah, I think it'll take some time, but like being behind Mr. Bob Tonyan, the name, I'm correcting it. I'm trying to work on that. Tonyan.
There it is.
All right. But like working behind him and like learning, I mean, just like any receiver being behind a, you know, like Devontae, I'm not going to compare.
I was Tonyan just about to say, you better be careful there.
No, but I'm just saying someone who's doing it well, you learn some things. So I just like Sternberg. He's one of those guys, like, for no reason. I know nothing about his college. I know nothing about him. But when I saw him, I was like, I like this guy. And I want to see him succeed. And I think he will. I think, he's getting more into the game. He's going to do some things. But I want to ask you this. Will the Packers make a trade?
So I've asked this question. I've asked this question several times today. However, the thing about being a host sometimes is, you don't chime in on those things. I haven't answered this question yet.
Well, you should now.
I'm going to. Do I think the Packers make a trade? I don't. I don't. I would be happy if they did, but I just don't see it working out. The Will Fuller thing especially, they're not going to give away a first-round pick for him. It's not going to happen. Sorry. Will Fuller, yeah. I mean, and they don't have a second-round pick next year because of Jordan Love. So I don't know. I would think if they can get him for a third round, maybe they get Will Fuller. But I would love to see a D lineman get acquired. That would be good. Some depth there. But I think it's unlikely. And if there is, I don't think it's going to be a sexy trade like everybody's expecting. I think it'll be something pretty minor. Like a sixth round pick for somebody that might have the rest of the year left on their contract. So, no, Matt, I don't think they make one of a huge impact, but maybe they make a small one. How's that for an answer? Is that good?
I actually agree. Like, I don't see the Packers making, first of all, like with a trade, there's so many things that go into it. Like you said, their contract, like what's next year? Like, what do they want? Cause it's a lot more than just the pick you got to give up. Like, is their contract heavy? Do they have 1 year? Do they have 3 years?
Right.
Like,
and that all falls into it, of course. But, and it's so situational, right? It's different for every player. Why you bring that up, of course. So I don't know, Matt. I don't know. It has to make sense. And, you know, the guys in the front office are only going to make the move, of course, if it makes sense. So I don't know. I'd love to see Will Fuller be a Packer. I think that would make a lot of sense for the offense. I would love to see them go get a defensive lineman of value, right? You know, Quinnen Williams in New York, who's been the center of some trade talks. They're not going to go get him. I mean, even though he's on a rookie deal and he's solid, he's an Alabama product. I mean, that's a guy you want on your D line. I don't see them going to get a guy like him. So, if it makes sense, we'll see. But I mean, obviously the run defense has to be the priority now, right? If you're Brian Gutekunst, Matt, and I know you're not, you're the furthest thing from Brian Gutekunst, but let's pretend, you know, Halloween was yesterday.
We could be neighbors. You don't know.
Okay. Maybe close to the furthest thing.
No, you know, I'm furthest thing
from Brian Gutekunst, but it was Halloween yesterday. So let's put on the Brian Gutekunst costume here, Matt.
All right.
You're going home tonight after getting your butt whooped by, and I guess the sports score doesn't necessarily indicate it was a butt whooping, but it was, to the now 2-whatever Minnesota Vikings, 2-5, I think. What are you thinking with the trade deadline less than 48 hours away? I mean, are you thinking, yeah, Dalvin Cook just had a freaking field day against us? You know, it's bad. What are you thinking? What's the priority?
Like, to me, because I get, like, even Rodgers mentioned in his press conference, they asked him about wide receiver, and he kind of – I was reading Matt Schneidman's tweet, and he said – he kind of smirked and said, I don't comment on that because whenever I do, it doesn't happen. They got rid of, like, Jake Kumerow. I forget exactly. Don't quote me on that, but he said something about that. But, like, to me, like, if I'm Goot, I say Goot because I'm not really good at saying his last name.
Why can't you just say Goody?
Goody. Okay, Goody. I'll go with that.
That's what people call him. All right. That's what it's, that's like
sort of close acquaintances. I'll go with Goody. All right. But if I'm him watching this game, you played a shitty Vikings team and you lost. And why did you lose? You lost because you couldn't stop the run. So, like, to me, you don't need a wide receiver. I mean, I'm going to say you don't need a wide receiver, but, like, you don't – that should not be your focal focus. Like, you need someone to help stop the run. And if you can get a wide receiver – but it really depends on when Lazard is coming back. I think Lazard is going to be huge. But like, when's he coming back? And if you could – even with him, if you can add help but not give up the house for – like, I'm saying, I'm not giving up the house for wide receiver. I might give up a little bit if you got someone that you really – think, okay, this guy is going to help stop the run. Because that is, like, the main focus. Like, the offense isn't horrible, obviously. They've been throwing up some stuff. And they've been playing lesser teams. But, like, the big point should be – the big focus should be defense. Stop the run. Like, dude, like, you can't have, like, the only good guy on the whole team running all over you. And, like, you know what they're going to do. Like, everyone knew what they're going to do. LaFleur knew what they're going to do. Everyone knew what the Vikings offense was going to do, and they still did it. And that's when you're in trouble, is when you know what the hell they're going to do and they still do it.
And you don't make the adjustments. I mean, a three-man rush on third down, no matter what you're thinking, right? Kirk Cousins isn't going to beat you. And if they go Dalvin, you've got the guys in the box then. So it's just, it's frustrating, and they're not going to fire him in the middle of the season, you know, just like they didn't. Maybe they did Dom Capers, but it was late and it was not a 5-2 start. They're not going to fire him. So he better start making some adjustments or else the Packers are doomed for devastation. How's that for a little
onomatopoeia? See, a lot of people tune into me, Alex, for optimism. People told me, they're like, hey, are you going to go live? Cause I need some optimism. I was like, yo, I don't know if I got it. No, but like, I try to be optimistic. Like, this offense can do, like, Aaron Jones comes back. Like, Jamal Williams, I think Aaron Jones together, like, this running game is obviously with A.J. Dillon, who they're not using a ton, even with Aaron Jones out. But, like, dude, I'm fully optimistic. This offense can do whatever that they want to do. You know, not many defenses are going to shut this offense down. But the defense – like they need to fix something. Like whether it's schematically, look at that, me using big words. But it's you're stunned. He's like, wow, this guy, he read a book. No, but they need to fix something. They need to change something. They gotta do something because this defense, I feel like the players on the defense is better than what they're doing. Like this Packers team as a whole, they're better than what they did today. And I think that they would say the same thing. They're better than what happened today at home. Against the Vikings, a rival, a 1-5 rival. Like,
but it's not that simple, is it? It's not that simple. We can just call it a bad day, but it's not that simple, right? You can only have so many bad days.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And, like, with the Bucks, like, that was a bad day. I was like, all right, that was a bad day. This one's a little bit more concerning to me, especially since I'm trying to sell Vikings still suck hats. But
that's fair.
No, but like, I don't know. I'm optimistic still. Like, I have full faith. Like, I'm ready for them to beat the Niners. Like, dude, I got to think that, like, after a bad loss, like, I've had bad shows. This might be one of them. I don't know yet. I will watch it later. But, like, I've had bad shows, and you're like, oh, you come ready better next time, right? So, like, I assume that's even way more for football players since they're professionals, that they're going to be ready, and they know what the Niners are. They know what happened last
great
year.
Great analogy, yeah.
Yeah, it's almost the same thing.
Beautiful. Yeah, that was really good, Matt. That's
no, but like, spot dude, on, dude. Nice. I think they're going to be ready, but like being ready always isn't enough. Like if you can't stop the run, like you can be ready as you want, but do you have the guys that are going to, you know, run them down and fucking do the job?
Fucking do the job is what you ask for, isn't it, man? I mean,
yeah,
that's all you can ask for, but it's today just was, I mean, it's not just a bad day. This is not just any, this isn't a contender in the NFC right now. I mean, you cannot have these bad losses. And like I alluded to earlier, this is without a doubt the worst loss and the most concerning loss in the Matt LaFleur era the past 2 years. I mean, it's his first divisional loss. So maybe that has something to do with it, but it's still the most concerning because, you know, if it was the Bears, I think I'm less concerned. If it was the Lions, I think I'm even less concerned. But it was Vikings who
have
not been good this year.
One of the worst teams in the NFL. But look, this is a good point, right? Oh, no, not that one. let me go with this one. All right. At home means nothing with no fans. But, like, I think
I don't think it means nothing, but it means something.
Yeah. I mean, it means something because they don't travel. They're more comfortable. But, like, not being at home, like, people have been talking about the Smith Bros. Like, they're not doing, like, what they did last year, which I don't think you can expect them to do what they did last year. But I think you would expect them to do a little bit more than what we got so far this year. But, like, with defense, I think more than offense doesn't want sound. But defense wants that crowd noise. They get energized off that. You know, Za'Darius Smith doing all these celebrations. That's a lot of that because the crowd's, pumping them up. So, like, do you think that defense is lacking a little bit? Could be because there is no that crowd experience?
I don't give a damn. That's my answer. I don't give a damn. Because, look, man, you're still playing – regular season NFL football games. Here's the thing, Matt. Now I need to rant. Now you got me fired up. Okay,
all right, go ahead. Drink. You rant.
Yeah, you do that. I'm gonna talk. Listen, I was scrolling the Twitters and the Facebook, and I was seeing all the rants about the referees. Right, just another dumb excuse that means nothing. You sound like Minnesota Vikings fans when you're blaming this loss or blaming even partially or parts of the loss to the referees. I think it's a dumb excuse, and I'm not going to go for that. That's why we haven't touched on it in the last 30 minutes. I think the thing that you can't reasonably blame it on the lack of crowd noise either, because you're playing in the same conditions. If at home means even a little something, Minnesota was still on the road. They still had to travel, even if it's a 4-hour bus ride or whatever it is, 6-hour bus ride. They still have to travel. They're playing in an uncomfortable element. And it's still a road game and a home game for the Packers. So, I mean, even if it means nothing, it still sucks. It's still something that the Packers had that little edge of, and I think it still means something. But it's another excuse, that lack of crowd noise, that is completely irrelevant because the Vikings also had no crowd noise. And, it's the same at any other stadium or most of the other stadiums. I'm over those dumb excuses. The flat-out fact is the Packers got beat up today. They got straight up beat up by one man. It was a one-man show. It was a one-man band by Dalvin Cook. It was a horrible showing, and I'm done with all those stupid excuses because they mean nothing to me. If you want to compete in the NFL, you have to show up just like any other good team. We've got Pittsburgh at 7-0. Seattle's in a tough-fought game right now. These teams show up. Tampa Bay is going to show up tomorrow night. If you want to be respected and believed as a contender, then you need to show up and win games against one win team. It was bad and it's concerning. Sorry, rant over.
No. Let me get on my rant real quick. All right. No, first of all, because like I made a post about the refs because I thought the refs are trash. But like that is not me blaming the refs on the game. The Packers lost the game because they didn't play good enough to win. Like that is fully like I would never blame the ref for a game unless like the Seahawks game in, like 2000 whatever the hell year.
That one's fair.
But like, dude, no, because I'm not a Vikings fan. I don't blame the refs. The Vikings beat up the Packers and they deserve to win the game. Your running back rushed for 200 whatever the yards, 4 touchdowns. Like he totally like dominated the game, and we had a chance at the end, but it just didn't happen. Like, dude, I do not blame the refs. I thought the refs were horrible. At some point, I think the Vikings challenged a play, and they didn't know who challenged it. They're like, I think the Packers made a challenge. Like, no, the Packers didn't challenge. I was against them. But, like, I thought the refs were horrible. But, like, that's not the reason they lost. Not even almost. There's not even an inkling why they lost. They lost because the running back on the other team scored 4 touchdowns. That's why they lost. He ran up and down the field at will. He had a Hall of Fame game. Like, if you – like, dude. I will never, ever in my life be on anything talking about that's why I hated that post that I made. Because people are like, oh, you're making excuses. Like, no, I'm not making excuses. I'm just stating that one play because – or like 2 or 3.
And by all means, was there bad calls. By all means. Yeah. But it's not a fair excuse.
That's not why. That's not why they lost. They lost because they didn't play. They got their ass beat because the other team was kicking ass. But anyways. Yeah, I just want to make sure that that's clear for everyone that I do not make excuses. Like, I hate excuses. Viking fans, always make excuses. And I don't want to be tribaled in there and shuffled in with that fan base. So, like, yeah, we lost because we lost. Anyways, let's check out his comments. Say something smart while I read some comments.
Okay. No, I have nothing smart to say at all. That was they got their ass kicked, and it's a big wake-up call. But I felt the same way when they lost to Tampa Bay a few weeks back. That was a wake-up call too, and they beat a bad team in Houston, and then they lost to a bad team at home in Minnesota. So you've got to hope they win Thursday because that's defining. I mean, that really is, to me, this is the defining game of the season. I think it's the one we've all had highlighted on our calendar since before the season, right? San Francisco punched us in the mouth twice last year. This is the game we've all been looking forward to. This is all the game that, you know, this will define the Packers season. If they beat San Francisco on Thursday, I think they're back in the conversation, and they've clearly cleaned up on things in a few days. And that's the adjustments that you need to see happening. You need to see them in action. And if they're able, Mike Pettine or, you know, Matt LaFleur as a whole, if they're able to make the adjustments, then we'll be impressed and we'll be able to say, okay, maybe they can compete with a team like Tampa Bay or Seattle. So we'll see. It's time will tell. Again, is kind of the statement I'm going to retract to or keep going back to. So, time will tell. Thursday's defining though.
Let me ask you this. All right. I give the Bears a lot of shit. Sure. I talk about them a lot. I sell Bears Show Suck Hat. You can get them at MattRamonShow.com. But, but like I was watching this Bears game. I don't know what the score is now.
16-13 New Orleans on top.
Oh, I love that. No, but like I was watching this game up until we went live here. And I've been watching the Bears a little bit. Like the Bears, I think, are more impressive than I give them credit for. I still think they suck. But but like
their defense is really freaking impressive, Matt. Yeah, their offense stinks. I mean, there's no way about beating around the bush with that. Their issue is not who plays quarterback. Their issue is their offensive line. And really everything else on that offense. I mean, they have some playmakers, of course. They look like they look better than they did last week is more my point. But, I mean, their offense is bad.
So that thing, like, as far as matchup goes, right, I think the Packers will sweep the Bears this year again. And here's why I think that. Because the Packers struggle, right, against a good offense running the ball. But the Bears have a good defense. But I think the Packers' offense – for the most part, can handle a good defense. Like they'll score some points. Yeah. But if you don't have like that great running back or one or the other, a great running back or a great wide receiver, like the Buccaneers, I think they kind of have both. They do all. I don't have a great running back, but they do well.
I would argue that the Bears defense offense does have some key pieces that I think the Packers will struggle. I mean, Allen Robinson, of course, the receiver, and then David Montgomery hasn't been terribly impressive this year, especially since Tariq Cohen's gone down. But he's looked nice against the Saints so far.
Yeah, I think. But for me, like if I'm playing a team as a Packers, I'd rather them have a good defense and a not so good offense than have like some big power running back and then have a sketchy offense. I just have faith in our offense that they're going to do things, but the defense is the one thing that worries me. But I don't know. I think the Packers can handle the Bears. There's a lot more teams in the NFC that I'm worried about. Like, but I just want to win the NFC North. I'm not worried about. I mean, hopefully we can get.
Yeah, and that's definitely still in play. I think the Packers still are the favorites to win the NFC North. I mean, there's no reason to think they wouldn't be, even after this loss. But it's still concerning. And, you know, I still think, you know, Matt, this is an 11-win team probably. They should still probably be in competition for the one or two seeds. I'm not like off the bandwagon that there's a playoff team. I'm just off the bandwagon that I think this is a Super Bowl team right now. And I've been off that bandwagon since the Tampa Bay loss. But it's a wake-up call. I mean, I'm almost falling asleep over here because this was an exhausting game. I mean, it really was. From the scope of, you know, it looked like the Packers they started off early. They've scored on their first possession every game this year. And you know, when they start like that, you're pretty confident. You're like, okay, things are going our way, right? And then sound the alarms because the Vikings are all of a sudden running to the end zone again, or is Dalvin Cook, you know? Yeah. So it's frustrating, but I think they'll get back on the saddle even if they do lose to San Francisco, and they'll rattle off a good run.
So let me ask you this. Can I get a let's go? You got a let's go in you? Come on, Alex.
Let's go!
Go! Come on! All right. Now, I know that we lost. It was a terrible loss. You know, the Vikings, I know I got Viking fans watching. I see the comments. The Vikings, like I said, that's why this loss means so much, because the Vikings are such a horrible team. We lost to one of the worst teams in the NFL. The Vikings are so bad that, like, they should just sell their team and move it to Europe and turn into a soccer team. That's what the shit I'm talking about. But, like, they're going to come back. I got optimistic. They played the Niners.
That's tough criticism after they beat your team, Matty.
Dude, I do. That's what I do. I talk shit. But understand, no, because I wanna address this real quick before we end this thing. Dude, people get mad at me for talking shit. They're like, well, that's because you talk shit. Someone tweeted me. I was like, yeah, but I'm not going to stop talking shit. It's what I do. It makes football fun. If I'm just over here like, well, they have a really good team and I respect them, like, that's not fun to me. Like I get it. Like, the Bears, I respect the Bears. I don't respect the Vikings. I don't respect the Lions. But I respect the Bears. I respect the Seahawks. I respect the Buccaneers. But I'm still going to talk shit because that's what I do. It's fun. But, like, I show respect. I don't attack players personally. I don't attack fans personally. I attack this. I do. I have faith in my team. I'm going to run with my squad. I love this shit. Dude, this is why I do it. If I wasn't talking shit, I would just stop. I would just be like, I'm not going to do it no more. Because that's just what I do. It's fun to me. Just talk shit. And when they talk shit to me, I love it. I got a Viking fan all up in these comments talking shit. I love it. I'm glad he's here. He's watched this whole shit. I love this shit, man.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes.
All right.
And you do it well. And that's the optimism people are here for, Matty.
Oh, that's what we do. Hey, but everyone, if you want to buy a Bears still suck hat or a Viking still suck hat, MattRamageShow.com. I got the hookup. The Viking still suck hat is actually on sale, but by the time if you listen to my podcast, it won't be anymore, so you're paying the full price. But I appreciate y'all tuning in. Alex Stroh from Game On Wisconsin joining me. All right. Thank y'all for tuning in. Go Pack, go. What do we got? 5-2, we all right, baby. We're in this thing.
Let's go.
Let's go, baby.
We gonna be all right.
We gonna be all right. Let's go.